Congratulations. What a game here. And, you know, it's kind of one of those situations. The first time down all year, you guys were poised and found opportunities to cash in late in regulation, and then your defense did a good job stiffening up in overtime.
Some adjustments and hit some corrections, you know, on mainly on their slot set, where you know, having a lot of trouble earlier trying to defend a dive option to the two receiver side, and you know, made some adjustments, switched back and forth, and you know, defense did a good job making them put the ball on the ground. It wasn't our best performance as far as mentally. You know, physically, we gave everything we had, but mentally, we didn't have a great week, and, you know, it kind of showed today a little bit.
It almost kind of referred to the kind of the ball game, how it ended and how Scott City came back and won. It's kind of like a cat with nine lives, and I think we used about five or six of those in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Yeah, probably.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City wins it in overtime 20-14. And you guys had the 8-0 lead after the first half, 8-6 halftime. Then Halstead took the lead. And what was the message there as you guys were trailing there and trying to come up with some big plays? You guys did on defense, but just couldn't quite get the offense moving.
We dropped a couple passes, and you know, we had some pressure and couldn't get the running game going too late. So, you know, the main thing was, you know, don't panic. And the second thing was, kind of get the starry-eyed, you know, look out of your vision and try to get some emotion back. So, you know, like I said, kind of a flat performance at times, but, you know, they dug down deep and got it done.
That last drive to get the game-tying score at 14, and what a drive that was for Scott City, a 10-play drive and almost 5 minutes off the clock to get the game-tying score.
They made some plays. You know, we got a pass interference, but at the same time, it was pass interference. So, kids dug down deep, got an extra block, got a throw, got a, you know, a catch here and there, and a couple runs by Cooper. So, yeah, you know, it's good effort.
All right. Well, the win, and you guys get to play in Hutch for the second time in 3 years for a state championship. This time it's Rossville, and, you know, this is pretty special. Scott City, it's always so incredibly tough to get to state, and Scott City, here they are, second time in 3 years getting back to state, and what a phenomenal feeling these juniors and seniors have had, upperclassmen 3 years in a row making it to sub-state, and now second time in 3 years making it to state.
Yeah, definitely a different role for them, but at the same time, an honor to, you know, kind of get the things, accomplished.
All right, and of course, next week, kind of it's awkward week, Saturday afternoon game. That's been kind of a norm for you guys the last 3 weeks, and I guess what's kind of the week looking like for you guys getting ready for Rossville?
Just a full week. I mean, you know, probably practice earlier in the day and kind of get used to that, you know, 1 o'clock kickoff, you know. But, nothing's going to change as far as preparation. I mean, Monday will be shoulder pads and shorts, and Tuesday, you know, will be probably shoulder pads and shorts. Wednesday, Thursday, full gear. Friday, shoulder pads, and, you know, go up to Hutch that night.
All right, Scott City winning it here in overtime, 20-14 over the Halstead Dragons, and it's Rossville next Saturday afternoon, the 3A state championship game. Coach, always appreciate it. Congratulations. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Adam. Thank you.